Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. You can find lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, check out the blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question on the homepage. We will educate, entertain, and inform you to the best of our ability right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Danny Kofke. Danny's the author of the new book, A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom. It's his second book. The first one was very successful on how to survive and on a teacher's salary. Danny is a teacher. He's a special education teacher in the great state of Georgia. Danny, thanks again for hanging out with us. This book's available wherever books are sold, folks. A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom. K-O-F-K-E is his name. Danny, okay, I asked you about the first thing that you should tell us, need to tell us if we were on this short elevator ride. You said, make sure you know what you're spending your money on. Mm-hmm. So then I said, oh, wait a minute. I need to go up five more floors, Danny. I've got five more floors. What's the second thing?
Have a goal. Set goals for yourself of where you want to be with your money. If I were going to take a trip from Georgia to New York, I would consult a map to know how to get there. With my sense of direction, I might end up in California if I didn't. So the same thing holds true with money. You have to know a destination where you're heading towards and have goals, because Madison Avenue spent billions of dollars to get our money. Friends, people, they'll mock you, make fun of you when you're changing your ways. It happened to us when we had one car when Tracy and I first got married. People laughed at me. I rode my bike to work some days because this is a lifestyle we choose. People laugh, get off your wallet, spend some money. But we had a goal for her to eventually be able to stay at home with our children.
Right.
So because we had that goal, it was easy to take some of those criticisms, or easier, I should say, and know we were moving in the right direction. So that is a big thing. Is just
if you actually have a plan, especially when you write down and you sort of put it in the middle of you, and you sort of you know do a little handshake or a blood oath over it or whatever. When you have that plan, it's easier to stick to it, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you don't have a destination in mind, it's very hard to get there.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. If you know where you want to be, you have some goals and you work on them, and you can have smaller steps to lead to those bigger goals, but you have a destination in mind and then you're working towards that. And it's so important when you do that, if you are married, to work with your spouse in achieving those, because it strengthens your marriage in more ways than you'll ever know. And we read many reports of how the number one cause of divorce is money related issues. So that's the thing. When you work together and you accomplish some of those goals together and you handle your money well, gosh, it just strengthens your marriage.
I will tell you, Danny, that when I was raising my kids, we had a lot of things that were influencing us about, you know, how to spend money that we had to resist in order to stick to our priorities.
Right.
And I'm not going to say we did it all, you know, great. We did it pretty good. But now I have to say that young families have a lot, young people, especially anybody in their 20s, 30s, well, anybody, but especially when you're trying to raise kids and everything, there's so much more bombarding you of things to buy, things to want, things that people, you know, that are cool things to have, and there's so many more things now that really take your attention away from your goals. You really have to be extra diligent, don't you?
Well, absolutely. American Demographics Magazine, I just read a study they had done, and it showed that by the time the average American turns 21, they will have been exposed to over 23 million advertisements.
Wow.
There you go. I mean, it's amazing that more people aren't in debt. Madison Avenue spends billions of dollars to get our money and show us that beautiful Lexus commercial where there's a nice red bow on it and the wife goes out on Christmas morning and it's the greatest Christmas ever. It's just,
right.
You see these things and you think, gosh, if I had that, my life would be happy too. And that's the thing. We can all say, gosh, if I made $10,000 more a year, I'll be happier. Once I get a bigger house, I'll be happier. A nicer car, I'll be happier. And yes, it does happen, but that happiness goes away after a while. If you base your sense of happiness on materialistic items, those items become old over time. Then you're in the vicious cycle of having to buy things to give you a sense of happiness.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're doing in your life what you want to do, and that's what's great about your show with small business owners, most of them they have a passion first and foremost to get into business. Yes, I'm sure many of them want to make a lot of money, but for most people, when they start off, the money ain't there. It just doesn't come in.
Self-determination.
So you have to have a passion first.
Self-determination is the initial goal.
Yes.
That's what you want.
So I think that's great. And then most people, when they are doing something that they find purposeful and they enjoy doing, they don't always need those outside sources or materialistic things to give them that sense of happiness and determination, because they get it from their daily lives.
One thing I've learned in my life, Danny, is if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
You're absolutely right. There's plenty of rich people, or I should say people that have a lot of money, that are miserable, and there's plenty of people that don't have much money but are very wealthy.
Danny, I got time for one more tip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I think after you get your spending plan in place and you know where your money is going, realize for a lot of people why you are, if you are spending money that you shouldn't be spending, realize the root cause of it. And like I mentioned earlier, I think it has to do with the contentment, where there's so many people that are unhappy in their spiritual lives, emotional lives, with their job, their spouse, whatever, that is the reason they spend money, is because it gives a false sense of happiness. But like I said, if I go out and buy a brand new shirt, the first 5 or 6 times I wear it, it feels great. But after 6 or 7 times, it becomes old. And if I base my sense of happiness and self-worth on that object, well, there I am. I'm in a vicious, vicious cycle that I'm going to have to buy things to give me that sense of happiness.
You know, one thing I've learned is a $2 milkshake almost gives me that same sense of happiness, Danny. I don't have to buy a $40 shirt. What do you think?
There you go. See, if you can find that out, or it could be a walk in the park, something, yes, absolutely.
Hey, thanks, Danny. Give us the website quickly, one more time.
It's DannyKofsky.blogspot.com. So
thank you, Danny, for being here. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.